Hello, New Mexico. Welcome to Haley's Comments, our weekend get-together here on KKIM, AM and FM, Christian Radio for New Mexico. Before we get into our program and visit with our guest today, a couple of housekeeping things I want to remind you of. Remember, if you're out of the area or you have friends and relatives who are out of the Albuquerque, Santa Fe listening area and they'd like to hear our programming, they can do it online if they have a high-speed internet connection. Just tell them to go to our website, mykkim.com. Click on the World Globe there, and within a minute or two, they'll have the software, and they'll be hearing our programming streaming live on the internet. It's mykkim.com. Also, I want to remind you about our prayer line. It's always open at 505-998-0021. The voicemail will answer that phone call, and after the beep, just give us your first name and your prayer request, and our staff will take those off during the week. We'll pray about those. We'd also like to hear your praise reports. How's God answering your prayers? Because we know He does that. So call anytime at 505-998-0021, the prayer line. Also, when you contact any of the programs, ministries, or the teachings that you hear on the radio, tell them where you heard their announcements and their programs on KKIM, AM and FM, Christian Radio for New Mexico. Our guest on the program today is Michelle Seymour. She represents Faith Comes by Hearing, Hosanna, here in Albuquerque. We know about Hosanna. You've heard us talk about Faith Comes by Hearing and the work that they do by spreading the gospel around the world by audio and the new proclaimer. And we want to visit with Michelle today because Michelle is new to New Mexico, been at Hosanna about 8 months. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming by. Now, you grew up in the Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm. I did. I grew up in Wisconsin, the daughter and granddaughter of a cheesemaker.
Really?
Absolutely.
And, mm-hmm. But you didn't go into the cheesemaking business?
Did not. My grandfather, we lived in a very, very small town. I joke at Hosanna, they don't understand small town. Population 227.
Really?
One road. And then the Seymours moved, and it dropped seven people. So, but my grandpa had the cheese factory in that little town.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we could talk forever about Faith Comes to a Hearing on Hosanna, because I know what they do. Our listeners know. We've talked about them a lot. But I'd like to know how you found Christ, or really, how did Christ find you?
Yeah, well, it's a privilege for me to be able to share that story, and I'm going to try to hold it together while I do.
Well, we have 25 minutes, so take your time.
My journey with the Lord has very much been a process. I was raised in a Christian home. We did all the right things. We went to church every Sunday. We went to, you know, vacation Bible school. I was baptized. I was confirmed. I checked all the boxes. And I think I always was seeking maybe a little bit more, something a bit more personal, but I didn't really have a finger on what that was. Well, in my early 20s, while I was the Sunday school superintendent at this small church, I started to attend another church with a friend. And while I would listen to the pastor preaching, and I would just weep, and he would say, I became a Christian when I was 19. And I would look at my friend and say, what's his problem? I was born a Christian. You know, what took him so long?
Yeah.
It was there that I started to learn about having a personal relationship with the Lord and the difference between having lots and lots of knowledge versus knowing Him. And the scripture that just grabbed me was, you know, in those last days when many would come before the Lord and they would say, but Lord, we did this in your name, we did that in your name. And He said, depart from me, I never knew you. And I started to cry out, God, I want to know you. I couldn't tell you. I know some people can say, you know, the day, the time, the hour. Mm-hmm. For me, it was a process. You know, I just knew. All of a sudden, one day, I knew in my knower that that I was God's and that we had a personal relationship. And from that point on, in my early 20s, He just began to take me through a journey where I just drew closer and closer to Him. I got in His Word really for the first time and was amazed because all these stories I had heard growing up suddenly came to life. And I was like, wow, that not only did that really happen, but here's what happened before and after and how it all ties together. And so as God does, you know, He would just continually reveal through His Word new things and just who he is and who he desires for me to be. And there was conviction, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and I think many times for us to grow up in the church, we have that feeling, well, I was born a Christian.
Yeah.
I'm mom and dad. I must be a Christian. Mom
right.
and dad's a Christian. And we even, mm-hmm. I mean, even as a young person, we may make that decision, but that real personal connection mm-hmm. with Jesus, I think, yeah. might come later. I know it did in my life. And
mm-hmm. One of the interesting things was I'm from a family with four, I have four siblings. I'm in the middle. And I was the first to become born again. I mean, to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And the interesting thing was my parents seemed to be more challenged by that than my one sister who's an atheist. And I think it was exactly that. It was, I was pushing against what they were just being, you know, willing to accept as having been passed down and tradition. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, well, but why? Why do you believe what you believe? I mean, this is a pretty big decision. Shouldn't you know why? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thrilled to say that, you know, since that time now, three of my siblings are pretty radically serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And my parents have certainly been exposed to many things. And I pray for my other sister and her family. It's coming.
Boy, I mean, I have children that have made, I have six children, and they've all made decisions for Christ, but then not necessarily living for mm-hmm. Christ, you know. And I think it's really hard when your family, you want your family
yeah.
in the family,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. But, you know, I just believe, I always believe that God orchestrates things so perfectly, and it isn't always super spiritual. So, for instance, my one sister, who's from Wisconsin, I moved to Michigan then when I was about 16 years old, and it was probably a good six-hour drive from where she and her husband lived. Well, they started to have children, and God just provided this opportunity where I was able to be there just after each of her three boys were born. And God just has woven together a very special relationship for us. She very much knows what I stand for. She knows what I believe. We've had some discussion about it, but we have a beautiful relationship. And at the end of our days, I believe it's all about relationship. And so I thank God for that, you know, and at the right time,
yeah.
who knows what will come of that.
We don't know God's timing, and, mm-hmm. and you're right about the relationship. I mean, mm-hmm. I try to improve the relationship with my children, and even though they may take a different track, I still love them and
yeah.
pray for them. And
yeah.
and now, you work for Hosanna. You've been there 8 months. Your primary role is to help with fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, as I understand, the first Christian group,
yes.
but you've done fundraising before.
Yes.
Well, what are the kind of things were you doing?
Well, I basically, my whole career has been with nonprofit organizations, starting with an organization that I was just absolutely passionate about. I didn't make beans, I tell people, and it was very stressful, but I loved it. And it was a secular organization that sought to prevent child abuse and neglect in Michigan. And so I did that for several years, and then I worked at a hospital for their health foundation. And you know, it's funny, Frank, because I look at that opportunity. I knew from the moment I said yes to that position that it wasn't a last stop for me. And I like to say, like King David, I was killing lions and bears. God was lining up opportunities so that when Goliath came, I would be ready.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
So what was the Goliath in your life?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there have been a few. And there will be more. but what happened, you know, I kind of have a second testimony, and that is my story of coming to Hosanna. Mm-hmm. And after I left the hospital and joined a consulting firm, I had started to pray about four or five years ago. One day I woke up. I'm working at the Health Foundation, working very, very hard, probably at least 60 to 70 hours a week. And I woke up one day and realized I was married to my job. And not only that, but that was the expectation of the, you know, folks that were around me. And I thought, you know, God, this is not cool. If I'm going to be married to a J-O-B, and I have never been married, don't have children, not because I haven't wanted to. I joke that I went to college for my MRS degree, you know, way back when. That was the whole plan in my head. But
your
God,
Mrs. degree, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Mrs. Mm-hmm. And God actually saved me from a situation that I think would have not been a good marriage, mm-hmm. not a good situation, and I'm thankful for it. But yeah. still, that was my heart. So what I started to realize was, you know, God, if this is it for me, it's not a husband, it's not children, if I'm going to be married to my job, it needs to be personally meaningful. So I started there, and then one day I tacked on an eternally significant. And so I began to seek and, you know, look for opportunities. And I did accept a position in the fall of 2008. It was with a secular organization. It was with an international consulting firm. Great money, travel, all this stuff. Well, fall of 2008, things were not so great. The long story short, lost the position 2 weeks later.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and I was devastated. But that's a good example of my going my way, and it really wasn't what God had for me. So then I spent about 2 years. I was able to do some consulting, and I sought the Lord. I also did my fair share of wandering around the wilderness and whining and complaining and wasting time. So then we fast forward another 6 months or so, and in addition to that prayer that I still have in my heart about work that is personally meaningful and eternally significant, I began doing some reading and thinking about the Holy Spirit. And I am not an adventurous person. I joke, I'm a big chicken. I'm the one of my parents' 5 kids, never went to sleepaway camp. I bought a home within the 5-mile pop-in radius in Michigan of my parents, you know, and I just have never had a burning desire to travel. Mm-hmm. That's my other sister. So, but I start to pray, God, what if you took me on an adventure? What if I could trust your Holy Spirit just to lead and guide me? And I said, whatever, whenever, wherever, and we could go on this adventure. And I would trust you, and you would take care of me, and I would know that I was in the center of your will for my life. And sure enough, you know, it was within the next few months that I found Faith Comes by Hearing, and I had never even heard of this organization. Actually, it was through a secular website called Association of Fundraising Professionals. So it wasn't even, you know, that I was specifically looking for Christian organizations. Huh. Yeah. And even at the time, I applied, but I was applying to all kinds of positions, just trying to be open. Yeah. And as I started to, then I had my first little phone interview, and as I started to research this organization, Frank, my mind was blown. Because I didn't know they existed, yeah. and I didn't know why they needed to exist.
Yeah. But now you do.
Oh, wow. You know.
All right. So you come to Albuquerque mm-hmm. for an interview.
Yeah.
Who interviews you, Morgan or Jerry?
Actually, Morgan was not in town. I had the opportunity to sit down with Catherine Jackson, who is daughter-in-law
right.
of Jerry's.
Uh-huh.
And certainly I stayed down at Beulah at the property with Jerry and Annette.
Oh, yeah.
Spent some time with Clay, their other oldest son. Yeah. You just get kind of immersed, not only in the ministry, but with the family when you have the opportunity to stay there. And I had already decided, good, bad, or indifferent, WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
That's me. And I'm just going to, you know, that's who I am, and that's where I'm going to be. And so I did that. Of course, I also interviewed with Troy Carl, who is my direct boss and our international director. We went out to lunch, and, you know, it was awesome. Had a great experience, loved the ministry, loved what they did. Two of the key things I love about Faith Comes by Hearing is that their mission is very basic. They don't try to be all things to all people. We record heart languages. We start discipleship listening groups, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. We're not missionaries. We're not translators. And I love that because a lot of nonprofits miss it.
And they fragment their, mm-hmm. their focus.
They dilute their efforts.
Yeah,
they're trying
right.
to do so many things and be all things to all people. But the other part of that I love is the partnership.
Yeah.
Is phenomenal.
And that's just developed in the last 10 or 12 years. You
yeah.
know.
And I understand, to great credit to Morgan.
Oh, my word.
But
yes.
I'll tell you, Frank, it is amazing to watch the body of Christ working together. And you start to get what God had in mind. Because we can't all be hands and feet and eyes and ears. Mm-hmm. But you can see together mm-hmm. what we're able to accomplish. So I leave Albuquerque. Love the family. Love the ministry. Love the job. Hate Albuquerque. I'm not going, you know? I'm like, okay,
now,
God.
What is it you hated about it? The dryness?
Well, it was brown. I'm from the Midwest.
Brown, that's right. That's what my wife said
oh,
when we first moved
my word.
Here. Yeah. It's all brown.
Yeah. Not only am I from the Midwest, I grew up literally across from the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
And then in St. Joe, or in Michigan, lived on, in St. Joseph, which is right on the lake.
On the lake, yeah. Well, I mean, we have the beach, we just don't have the water.
Therein lies the problem. Yeah. I was pleasantly, you know, surprised by the bosque and being able to see some green pop up there. And I have people kept telling me, you'll learn to appreciate the desert beauty. It's different. And I, in fact, have. But at that time, I was like, I do not see this happening. You know, God, I forgot to clarify, you know, anywhere but, you know.
The desert.
Yeah. And then I just would laugh because,
home.
So I'm back in Michigan, mm-hmm. and I'm laughing to myself, thinking, remembering about how God called Abraham.
Yeah.
And he wandered, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure he went through some dry lands.
Sure.
And so within that week, I received a phone call and an offer. And, of course, took some time to pray about it, and I will never forget, as I'm looking out over Lake Michigan, and I'm just weeping because I said, God, I asked you to let me do something personally meaningful and eternally significant, and I can't believe you'd let me be part of this. Because it's huge. I truly believe that this ministry is critical to completing the Great Commission. Yeah, because I had no understanding that 70% of the world, it's not just illiteracy or poverty, it's orality. They just don't learn that way.
Right.
And what a pure thing to have the pure word of God, Matthew 1 through Revelation 22, and you press play and then we leave it up to God. He has to do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do. And people can walk away. They can choose to listen and do what his word says. Then they all can hear and make a choice.
Yeah. And the word says, faith comes by hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, Michelle, myself, now I've been involved with Hosanna just a little bit. I served on one of their boards for a little while. And, you know, I know the Jacksons.
Yeah.
And when I'm around them, I just feel like that Jesus is going to walk up any minute, you know?
Yeah.
But to think that that ministry started right here in this little backwater town in the West, in the desert, you know?
And I fully believe it is the result of obedience.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Jacksons, I think, would be the first to say, you know, it has nothing to do with them.
That's right.
And, you know, and they don't... It's just not about that, but I will tell you that there are few people in the world that I have met that are just so faithful and so willing to follow God wherever and whatever he says. And, I mean, it truly is, it's a privilege to be here, to be involved in God's work, to work with the people I work with.
Oh, Michelle, I want to thank you for your testimony because people need to hear how God moves in people's lives,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep.
I mean, it was a God thing that you found the job offer. Mm-hmm. You came out here. I mean, mm-hmm. and so in your role as a fundraiser, mm-hmm. how do you do that? What does it do?
Okay, well, this is the other interesting thing that God did. So I move here coming up on a year in July, and my role basically is I typically travel almost every other week across the country, and I get to meet with supporters of the ministry, people who have been longtime supporters, sometimes people that, you know, may be fairly new to the ministry, people that have given millions of dollars, people that have just given faithfully a small amount mm-hmm. every month since the beginning, mm-hmm. literally.
Oh, yeah.
The other day I chatted with a man who said, you know, I tried to make one of the first donations and they wouldn't accept it. They weren't taking donations at that time. I know. He said they didn't know what to do. This fun guy from Wisconsin, which is always fun because that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
But Frank, okay, so what a privilege that I get to meet with these people who have invested in, it's not about faith comes by hearing. They have invested in the Word of God and in people. Like I will tell them, you know, when you get to heaven, can you imagine people that you could never talk to on earth because you didn't speak the same language? They are going to say, because of you, I know the Lord.
Oh, it's like that song. Oh,
Faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And the other cool thing God did, so I get to meet people, and that's a privilege. It truly is, because where we put our money is a big, big deal. And as we all know, a big indication of where our heart is, you know, and how much we trust God, and, you know, really recognize that we're managers and stewards of his resources, not owners. But the other interesting thing God did was at about the 3-month mark, I was somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think, all of a sudden I even loved the travel. And you'll remember, I hated that. I was a big chicken, and all of a sudden I was loving it. I was loving the opportunity to get out, you know, in a city that I wasn't familiar with.
And meet new people.
And just be open, that love the Lord, that some had never seen a proclaimer. They'd never seen what they invested in.
Tell us about that real quick, because we're running out of time now. The proclaimer has got to be just the most marvelous thing.
When I first started at the ministry, I wept. I would do tours with people at the ministry, and every time I would walk by Mike Jane, God gave the vision for that device, I would weep. And I thought, wow, can you imagine God using you in that way? What a lot of people don't know, and I love to share, is that that device is a result of 3 days of prayer and fasting at the ministry.
Really?
Yeah. And we were doing cassettes. Yeah, there were issues with batteries and, devices and all that. And so our leadership way back when began praying, and they said, God, we need a different tool. We need something that's long-lasting, that's durable, that's solar-powered, hand crank, you know, many different ways to charge it, and that will last and that will sound good. You know, that's been, we want God's word to be excellent.
Sure.
And so that was critical, and that is what came out of that. It's God's tool.
The little device has a chip in it that has the entire New Testament on it with music and sound effects. It's dramatized, but it is the Word. They haven't changed the Word at all.
Nope.
And it's a self-contained unit. Can't change what's on it. Mm-hmm. It's solar-powered, or you can crank it if you need to. Mm-hmm. And it has a nice-sized speaker, but you can also put it on a sound system and a large group can hear.
Yeah, the typical proclaimer can be heard by, you know, sitting out under a talking tree or out in the bush by between 300 to 1,000 people.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing. We've played it in our parking lot, and you can hear it even with trucks in the background and everything. And then the testimonies we get, Frank, are phenomenal. And I tell people, this is nothing more than an example of God's promise that his word will not return void. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, I will not leave you alone. I'll leave you with a counselor and the Holy Spirit. And we get testimonies every day from people that just hear the word of God, and he gets a hold of them.
Quickly, we're almost out of time. What about the satellite thing where people are downloading?
Yes, Bible.is, free app. This is the latest. God is creating kind of this infrastructure that's our modern-day Roman road to get the word out. And so there's a free app called Bible.is. You can download on your cellular device or other mobile device. And people are doing it all across the globe, literally. You've
around
seen it. It's
world.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Michelle, God bless you, dear. I'm so glad God sent you to Albuquerque.
Thank you. Me too. Me too.
Michelle Seymour has been our guest. She's with Faith Comes by Hearing, Hosanna. They're right here in town over there on Aztec, just off of Candelaria. If you want more information, call them at 881-3321. Ask for Michelle. She'd be glad to talk to you, wouldn't you?
Thank you,
Michelle.
Frank. Thank you.
God bless you, dear. That's our program for this week. I'll see you Monday through Friday with our Haley Comments at 7:40 in the morning and 5:30 in the afternoon. And the news, of course, coming your way Monday through Friday right here on KKIM, Christian Radio for New Mexico. I'm Frank Haley, CJF, for God's glory alone.